right, and welcome to Fast Break Breakfast NBA Podcast. My name is Keith, here with my buddy Chuck in the flesh. And once again, through the miracle of computer phone, John Burr, who is braving a hurricane somewhere.
Gordon Hayward.
I don't even know where you are. I don't even know enough about current events to know what part of America is under a hurricane advisory and or watch.
It's the panhandle. And
I'm in Dubai with Vanilla Ice.
That's what he is.
The Texas panhandle? The landlocked?
American, the only panhandle that matters, the Florida panhandle.
Okay. I don't know, that Texas panhandle. Well, what do they call that, the third coast?
Russell Westbrook would disagree with the Oklahoma panhandle. The official, actual, looks like a real panhandle.
It really looks like
it actually has a pot. Mm-hmm. None of these other panhandles have a pot that goes with it.
Well, I guess the Florida panhandle.
Florida's more like a
It's a phallus.
It's the, so that would be the Florida
manhandle.
Grundle.
On Labor Day, I was watching a band play at Plaza Mariachi.
Ooh.
Love this place in Nashville.
To go hang out.
It's great if you have small kids. There's a plaza band playing, and a little, you know, little four-year-old friend of a friend, the son of a friend, that's more accurate, is like, did you see what that guy was doing with his guitar? And I was like, acting like a giant phallus? Oh. So you're right over his head.
He didn't get it.
All the parents loved it, though.
No good.
All the parents. That's dad humor, John. That's what you have to look
forward
to. Was
he playing Clarence Carter's Strokin'?
I don't know the reference. Anyway,
what?
John, are you on 30A? Down on 30A with all
the
other
Santa Rosa Beach being smothered defensively by Gordon Hayward. Hurricane Gordon.
Is it Hurricane Gordon or Hurricane Hayward? And how does he feel about the Nike controversy?
Daddy's always happy.
Hey, guys, I'm sorry. I'm going to apologize.
Oh,
I forgot to give you a hey now.
Oh, hey now. There we are. So Chuck is here. John is in the eye of a hurricane, I assume.
Wearing an Aaliyah Rockin' Jock jersey.
We saw that. Yeah. Very good 18-second Patreon-only video.
Yeah.
I was wearing a Pistol Pete Maravich jersey today, as I have pledged to wear a different jersey each day on this vacation. But now I am recording live and in color, fully nude.
That's my boy.
Good. Did you have a breakfast, John, in your hurricane bunker?
Well, in my quest to find a place where I could podcast, I tried sundry coffee shops, none of which had Wi-Fi or internet of any kind due to Hurricane Gordo. However, there was one magical place that did have Wi-Fi and, more importantly, had the best coffee on God's green earth, according to my father, and that's Dunkin' Donuts.
Ah. Dunkin' Donuts.
Alas, I am not nude at a Dunkin' Donuts. I'm back at the beach house where the Wi-Fi is sort of working from this hotspot.
Did this Dunkin' Donuts have their own generator and or hotspot? How do they have the only internet in the region?
They're kind of like up on the highway, a little bit further off. So if you go further away from the coast, there's some semblance of life.
Just a little warning. You know this, John, but for our listeners, stay close to the coast in Florida. Don't venture off the coast. No,
nothing but gators.
Especially in the panhandle, you don't want to get far from the coast.
I love it down. I love that. Give me that seedy Florida noir.
Never
give
get me that, north of I-10. Just saying.
Give me that Charles Williford, Thomas McGuane novel madness. I'm all about it. I should mention also, Dunkin' Donuts. If you, I figured out a life hack. If you ever have like a gluten-free person amidst your group, God help you. They serve a gluten-free donut-ish thing, but it comes in like a terrible plastic bag that's really embarrassing, I guess, to like, you know, it's not freshly made or anything. Just take that plastic bag off and wrap it in a nice, you know, the little toilet paper pastry wrapper they have, and you can make the gluten-free person feel okay.
Well, pretty good.
They don't deserve that, though.
It's an allergy.
Gluten-free isn't a life choice. You're born with it, Chuck.
Ew. It's like 1% of the population really has a gluten allergy. Everybody else is just affected by it and wants some sympathy because they can't eat carbs anymore because they have self-conscious butt issues.
I got sad butthole
Nothing
syndrome.
Wrong with sympathy, Chuck.
Never.
Anyway, my breakfast was inadequate. Trying to think back. I think it was Cheerios.
What? Just feeding the baby Cheerios. I had nothing. I had coffee. I did have a Chipotle today for lunch, and I feel full of energy. Could not be happier. Chuck, did you at least have a good breakfast?
I did.
Yes?
I went to Sweet 16 Bakery.
Okay.
And had the famous egg cheddar jalapeno scone. One to go.
Not
bad. That's what you say. You walk up to the counter, and Ellen, the fantastic, nice owner, she asks, what can I help you with? And you say, one to go. You don't say one egg cheddar jalapeno scone.
Yeah.
When they say one, that's the one they mean.
Gotcha.
So that's what I did.
Chuck, does this remind you of going to a, perhaps, bodega?
John.
There's the Chuck's magic word.
I love bodegas. I do. I went to the bodega by my house, and it is official. I guess bodega has, like, they're bodega purists who have a very specific understanding. Mine is Arab or Islamic guy behind the counter, a cat inside, and wrap snacks.
Mine is can buy Lucy cigarettes and or weed.
True.
This incredibly ignorant.
Why?
Is bodega, I was setting myself up. Okay. Is bodega, is that a Spanish term? An Italian term?
It's a Spanish word.
It's a Spanish word.
Yeah.
And it just means market or something?
It's like, yeah, the corner store.
Okay.
You know, it's like, you know, smaller. It's kind of, you know, like a mom and pop kind
it
of
means
run operation.
Slim Jim or weed jazz joint cigarette.
Here is an ignorant and possibly racist statement. Can a white person run a bodega? Can you open a bodega if you're
only
white?
Only if it's Chuck.
Is that
only
cultural appropriation?
Chuck's food truck is a bodega on wheels.
No. It has to have, like, you know, it
has to sell, like, bread
and sodas and lottery tickets and cigarettes, right? Or weed, it's a bodega on wheels.
There's bodega purists. Some say it's only in certain neighborhoods with certain populations. I think as long as it's dirty and kind of, it can be well run, it can be an operating, not, you know, drug front.
What's the organized crime element? What fulfillment must they meet?
See, but if the mafia is involved, it's probably not a bodega.
In my mind, the bodegas are always the ones who are having to, or getting abused by the mafia. They're the victims.
Right. They have to pay for protection.
Okay.
Yeah.
Checks out. This is a trope that I recognize.
Right. That's the trope I know the most with bodegas. Anyway, moving on from bodegas, Chuck, on brand with your cheese jalapeno scone.
Mm-hmm.
Brings us to a very special episode. The second one of the summer, I believe we're doing an extravaganza. I'm not going to say the word just yet. I don't want to cue the music. But because there isn't much NBA news going on and we're in the deep off season, like the only news, honestly, I mean, we did have a trade, which we will get to. But also, like, Lou Aldang finally got waived.
Mm-hmm.
Currently hilariously being courted by Tom Thibodeau.
Come back to Miami, bro.
And the Timberwolves. So that's pretty much all that's happened.
You can never go home again, Luol. Tibbs has changed. Just kidding. Tibbs hasn't changed at all.
We'll play you 150 minutes a game.
This reminds me of a little ditty.
Oh.
What are you?
Dinklage. Peter Dinklage. Peter Dinklage,
Peter Dinklage.
I love the
on Thanksgiving.
I love the Skype. Sorry, the Skype phasing,
delay
where it's way off. Anyway, I believe this is a Game of Scones on our second Game of Scones episode. Go ahead, John. What do we got?
Let's go back to headier times for one Sudanese Lou Aldang. Thanksgiving Day, 2013. The Bulls only scored 87 points against the 28th ranked defense in the league that season, the Brian Shaw coached, Mai Tai Lawson led Denver Nuggets. But that didn't stop Lou Aldang from putting up an eye shopping 3 for 18,
oh.
6 points, 4 turnovers, minus 16, and 40 eye popping minutes for one Tom Thibodeau. I want you to name the starting lineup for that Thanksgiving Day 2013 Bulls roster. Here's the thing. If you miss one, if you miss one, Chuck can finish. Whomever gets the fifth and final starter is the winner.
Okay.
So you got to keep it going.
Oh, whoever
who
gets
wants
the
to
last
start first?
Starter.
You probably don't want to start first this time.
I'll go ahead and go. This will be, you know, Bulls fans are going to be screaming at us.
Right.
As general and NBA fans.
If you guys struggle with it, I will give provide.
And someone who hates the Bulls, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Who did not watch much of this era, despite them having a winning record. So
it's a bit of an injury plague season.
We're looking for four names, right? We're looking for four names.
Looking for, in addition to Luol Deng.
Okay. Because I can't say Deng. We're looking for four names. I'm going to go with him saying injury. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Joakim Noah.
Joakim Noah is correct. Make it, take it, keep it going.
Oh, make it, take it.
Yeah.
I'll go Taj Gibson. Probably.
Wow, I didn't think that would be it. I didn't think you would get that one because he usually was the sixth man, but okay. He did in fact start that game.
Ignorance helped me. That's good. I'm going to guess this, assuming he was hurt, and then it puts the pressure back on Chuck. I'm going to go Derrick Rose.
Derrick Rose is correct.
Oh.
If you can name the last player, you will have swept this category.
That would be incredible. The only name I can, I guess there's a few guesses, but I'm going to go with Captain Kirk Heinrich.
That is incorrect. I have heard that Tibbs has been working him out as well.
That might be. All right. So Chuck, you can now clean up my mess and get the victory.
So should I give Chuck a hint or should I let Chuck play a while?
No, you can't give him a hint. I'm
not
just
on the last
three.
One. So if that's 2013, Jimmy Butler?
The hint would have been all of these players will soon be playing for the Minnesota Timberwolves. This is Jimmy Butler for the win.
Too easy.
So I won, right?
Chuck won just like that.
Chuck won just like that.
Man,
but fear not, Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm pretty sure this is your starting lineup for the 2018.
That's incredible. I was looking back at Luol Deng. First of all, Luol Deng, you do you know how many times he made an All-Star game?
Once?
Twice.
Twice.
He's a two-time All-Star. Really? That is outrageous. That is outrageous.
Well, you got to remember there was that narrative how he was like secretly the Bulls MVP for a long time.
I know, because he was playing 40 minutes a night.
But he was like 14-7. And he
wasn't
would get
he
you
like
two
coaches
steals.
Selection
like,
All-Star?
All right. Within... All right, this is a short one. What's that sound?
Peter Dinklage.
All right, game of scones. This is one question. Within whoever gets closest, how many points per game did Luol Deng average in his highest scoring All-Star season? He was an All-Star in 11-12 and 12-13. Who can get closest? How many points per game did he score? Chuck, what is your guess? And it is not Price is Right rules. You can go over whoever's closest.
Okay. Well, if we can go over, I said 14 before.
Yep.
I'm going to give myself one more point. 15 points a game.
All right. 15 points per game. John, what is your guess?
17. I think it's 18, but
17
I'm just trying
points
to box out here.
The correct answer is 16.5. John is the winner.
Wow.
You know what, though? We should play Price is Right rules.
Let's expand this.
Okay.
You're going to need two correct scores to win, John. You have one now.
Okay.
What was his field goal percentage? Field goal percentage. John, you can guess first. Whoever is closest wins.
That year,
his best field goal percentage on either of those two All-Star seasons.
44%.
44%. Chuck, what is your guess?
I think it's 43%.
The correct answer on the highest of the two seasons, 42.6%.
Ooh,
Chuck is the winner. So he was scoring 16 points per game on terrible shooting numbers.
No, but when
tiebreaker. Maybe he was filling up the box score somewhere else.
Okay.
Fouls.
Yeah. He was fouls. I don't even know what the tiebreaker. What category should the tiebreaker be? I know. Here's one. What's the most? Maybe he was playing every game.
Mm-hmm.
What's the most games he played in those two All-Star seasons?
The most.
Chuck can guess again. Whoever gets them right wins the game.
Well, this makes me feel like he didn't play.
I'm holding my hands in the air in a come at me, bro. Type.
You know what? If I got to make a choice on number of games, this is a little foreshadowing.
Oh.
I'm going to go with 69.
69 is Chuck's guess. John, what is your guess?
70.
Oh,
you prices righted me. Did he prices right me?
Oh, he got you.
He prices righted me.
The correct answer is 75. John wins the game. Discuss. And this was kind of a trick. One of those years was a strike year.
Was it?
So it was only 54. But
before he became so injury riddled, he kind of was their stalwart. So I thought it was probably a lot.
I just can't get over. I can't get over the benefit of playing in a large market. You can
right.
average 15 points per game on 41% shooting, and they're like, oh, that team won a bunch of games. What are they, the 3-seed all-star? Give it to
Keith,
them.
You can be a guy who never made any all-star teams and never averaged even Lou Aldingian numbers and be a slam dunk Hall of Famer, apparently.
We should name it that. We should name that. That effect. The big market effect.
That's it. I think in one of those years, obviously, Joakim Noah finished third in the MVP vote.
Right.
Which is ridiculous.
Derrick Rose, his MVP, it should be the Rose Award.
And I know Big Stream, there's lots of Chicago fans. Everyone's like, man, he was the hub of that team. He was the defensive captain. He was calling out switches. Come on now.
Who cares?
He was calling out switches.
Yeah, third in the MVP for quarterbacking a team.
Right.
I mean, I like to make it about my team. If either one of these players were a Grizzly, you think they're sniffing an All-Star game?
No.
Come on now. That's crazy.
My MVP ballot that year was Derrick Rose, Joakim Noah, and Elton Brand.
I saw on Twitter the other day, has Pau Gasol become underrated? No Laker ever be underrated.
You know what?
It's impossible to underrate a Laker.
You know what part of Gasol's career has been underrated? His time in Memphis.
Yeah.
How good he was there.
Like he's a 7-time All-Star and 3-time champion. No, you're not underrated. If you're like
first ballot Hall of Fame.
How many All-Star games would he have made if he stayed on the Grizzlies?
Two.
Two? I'm going with two. He made one.
Yeah.
He would have made two. He would not have sniffed the Hall of Fame and been the exact same ability level player.
Right.
Sorry. John, were you saying something?
I feel like he's not underrated. I wanted to say Lamar Odom's underrated, but he's not, is he?
So,
no.
We probably don't even have this conversation about him if he didn't play for the Lakers.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't be underrated. I mean, you can't. You're that exposed. Underrated is for the, like, 26 other franchises who maybe don't get to
underrated,
play.
Underrated pick for worst coach I've ever seen, Byron Scott, Los Angeles Lakers.
Byron Scott is perhaps the worst coach, the worst coach who made it the longest in the NBA, perhaps the Jeff Fisher of the NBA, coasting off those first 2 years on the Nets with Jason Kidd. And if you throw out that, his record is, I think, is the worst in NBA history and he got like 12, 15 more. I don't know how long it was. It was a long time. Anyway,
if Jason Kidd had stayed in Milwaukee, would we look at Giannis Antetokounmpo's career like we probably should look at Steve McNair's career?
I don't know.
Wow.
That's a great. My entire body woke up with that.
Giannis, stay away from Dave and Buster's, bro. Whatever you do.
That's a Nashville joke. So a guy who is not underrated, LeBron James.
Okay.
You know, the big story of the offseason, obviously him going to the Lakers and him, you know, he's being out there on social media. He's standing with Colin Kaepernick. He's all Team Nike. Anyway.
He knows who cuts the check.
So LeBron James, do you guys know, this is not, I'm not going to sing. You guys know how many scoring titles LeBron James has won in his career?
I don't think he's won any.
So you're both wrong. That was kind of a trick. He's won a single scoring title.
Which year did he win that?
It was like 06 or 07.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be the 07, 08 season.
Okay. That must have been the year that Joachim Noah finished third in the
right, right, right. Well, he scored 30 points per game. Kobe was a second, around 28 points per game. But so LeBron James is going
to... On 62 more shots per game.
LeBron James is going to end up being, you know, one of the all-time scorers. He's already near the top of the list. Like, he has a chance of catching Karl Malone. If he had never made... Like, if he never won a scoring title... He would enter this kind of strange group of NBA players. And what does that sound?
Peter Dinklage.
All right, game of scones. Who are the 20 top scorers in NBA history who have never won a scoring title in any season?
Hmm.
So these are the top 20 scorers in NBA history. LeBron James would be very, very high on this list if he hadn't won it that one season. So which, and here's a hint for both of you. We got some active guys on here. But
this is cumulative.
Who are the all-time cumulative NBA scoring leaders who never won a scoring title in their careers? John, you have a Game of Scones win. Chuck has a Game of Scones win. I guess we'll go back to Chuck here to start first. These are all-time scoring list, but never won a single season
scoring
title.
So total points scored.
Yeah, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is the all-time leading scorer. Right.
Okay.
So, here's a hint. He won scoring titles.
Right, okay. But never won a scoring
Never won title. A scoring title.
Who goes first?
Chuck, you're up. You're on the clock.
Here we go.
Quit stalling.
Karl Malone?
Karl Malone is correct. I already said his name, but yes, that is right.
Did
Chuck.
You?
I did when I was saying, I don't remember what I was saying. I did say his name earlier, and I realized.
Yes, Chuck, that's how you remembered his name.
Right. Mm. Otherwise, you would have forgot. So Karl Malone, is number one on this list. He never won a scoring title. All right, John.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Dirk Nowitzki is next on this list. Correct.
Vince Carter.
Vince Carter is correct. Very good.
Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley is correct.
Carl's Jr.'s Barkley.
That's their next commercial. Dwayne Wade.
Dwayne Wade is not correct.
Mm. He's not won a scoring title. Or he has.
If he won a scoring title with 25 points a game, let's just write that year off in NBA history. That's the year Joakim Noah won MVP.
He is not on this list.
Oh, so he's not top whatever.
Yes, Dwayne Wade won the scoring title. In 2008, 2009, Chuck, your
Dwayne
Heat
Wade
fandom
won a scoring title?
Has been rescinded.
You're right. No, that was the year I cared about him, too.
Yeah. All right. It is 2-2. Chuck is back on the board, I believe.
He just guessed Dwayne Wade, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the strike. All right, John, you're up.
I'm going to say this one just so Chuck can't say it, but I'm worried he won a scoring title. But Chuck says this one every time, and if he gets to say it again, I'll feel sick. So I'm going to say Alex English.
Alex English is incorrect. Not on the list. I'm not going to look up everybody who made it.
Not on the list. Didn't even make the list?
Well, I'm looking at only the top 20 guys who didn't.
Okay. All right.
So one strike apiece.
Let's do David Robinson.
That's correct.
Nice.
Oh, wait.
He won a scoring title.
That is incorrect.
Ah!
Hint, I saw a name that reminded me of David Robinson.
Ooh, Oscar.
That hint can
Robertson.
Go several ways. And that one's correct, John. Oscar Robertson is correct. Okay. That is the name I thought was David Robinson.
What about David Thompson?
Yeah, I thought so.
Oh, David Thompson is good guess. No.
Then that's three strikes.
Wait. Oh, Chuck has already struck out. John, do you want to win with any form of style?
Yeah, I had a couple names I just wrote down here. Dominique Wilkins?
Dominique Wilkins, no. Pretty sure he won a scoring title.
Tracy McGrady probably won a scoring
title.
He won a scoring title. Yeah. Okay. So I would have immediately struck out afterwards. Thank you, Chuck.
This was difficulty level, medium.
Mm-hmm.
You guys didn't do great. Okay. Also, so the remaining list: Moses Malone,
no,
Hakeem Olajuwon, Tim Duncan, Paul Pierce, John Havlicek, Kevin Garnett, Reggie Miller, Patrick Ewing, Ray Allen, and Robert Parrish, Elgin Baylor, Clyde Drexler, Gary Payton. He played for 24 years.
Yeah.
Gary Payton, Larry Bird, and Hal Greer. So Hal Chuck Greer struck out.
Sorry.
Now.
Can we just go ahead and say if anyone ever says Hal Greer, we know they were cheating?
Cheaters.
That's fair. That's fair.
Unless they just watched 2001 Space Odyssey.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, guys. Just breaking in here to one more time remind you, you want to support the show, you can do that at patreon.com/fastbreakbreakfast. When you join there, you get access to all of our old bonus content, plus all the new stuff that's going up. We have some bonus audio excerpts, some bonus videos, some extra episodes are there, and you can join the $3 a month Slack chat. You can join the fantasy basketball for $4 a month, all kinds of goodies. We hope you'll consider supporting us as we keep this venture going. Also, we're having a t-shirt contest. Had a couple designs submitted already, and the winner of the t-shirt design contest will get $30, a Fast Break Breakfast towel, and we will shout you out on the show. There can be more than one winner if we like your t-shirt design. Just a reminder to, you got to send us print quality designs. We had a couple questions about that. Like, you can't just give us an idea for a shirt. Just send us your print ready design. It can be simple. It can be ornate, whatever you're thinking, and we will be considering those all through the month of September, and we'll pick our winner in the first episode of October. So we appreciate the designs that have been sent in. One of them was really funny, but anybody else who wants to do that, you have all of September to come up with your own Fast Break Breakfast t-shirt design. All right, back to the game of scones.
Do you guys want to keep doing this game thing?
Oh, do we have a...
Chuck, do you have a
game? Oh, do you... Wait, what's that?
I mean, we can...
What's that sound? Dinklage, Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage.
All right, guys, I got me a scones. I'm proud of this one.
Oh, okay.
We're going to keep this super duper on brand for your boy. I call this game 420 or 69.
Oh, no.
So, at the beginning, you guys can choose a question based on marijuana, 420, or a question based on notable events in the 1969 basketball season.
Oh, okay.
And 69, number 69 related,
okay,
trivia. Okay. So it's either it happened in 69 or it has some 69 influence. Okay. So,
okay. Thinking there's going to be some Dennis Rodman in there.
So here we go. We got our first. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
As I am winless in a game of scones in many, many weeks. Many, many, many weeks.
Mm-hmm. You're in the desert.
I'm going to take... So, wait, do I pick my category?
You can pick your category. 420 or 69. All right.
Give me that 420.
So, I'm going to give you the team, the year that this weed event happened.
Okay.
And you got to give me the player, and I'll give you a hint if you'd like one. Okay. So... I'll just give you one up front, like an example.
Okay.
Okay. So here's the example. I'll give you, in 2004, this player was caught with a small amount of marijuana in his backpack.
Yes.
He plays for the Denver Nuggets at the time.
Oh.
This player is Carmelo Anthony.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to guess that. That's a good. Okay. So okay. I'm ready. I'm ready.
So now that's the rubric.
420. I'm
okay.
Ready.
So this is 2004, Washington Wizards.
Uh-huh.
This player was suspended for 5 games for marijuana abuse under the substance abuse policy.
Hibachi Gilbert Arenas?
This is wrong. John, would you like to steal?
Strike out.
What Minnesota, I'm sorry, what Washington Wizard was suspended 5 games for marijuana?
I'm just doing... word association. I got to go Javaris Crittenden.
You are both wrong and racist. It's Christian Laettner.
Christian Laettner.
Oh, that's nice. Right. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
So, 420-69. John, it's you're up. Would you like to go 420 or would you like to 69?
The way you've phrased that question, I have to blaze it.
Okay, here we go. This current net was recently arrested with a small amount of marijuana on his person.
Hmm. Do I get a further hint?
You get one.
Is that it?
No, there's one more hint. That's just
I
like,
know the answer.
You know the answer.
Oh, I
no
hate hints you.
Here.
No, I said there would be a I'd okay. give you the year, the okay. team, and one hint.
Okay, okay.
So this player was recently traded from a team where marijuana is legal to the New Jersey Nets.
I don't feel like I got a hint on my first one. Just saying.
You didn't. Well, you didn't. You hurried up into
oh,
it.
Oh, I was
it,
supposed to
you
ask for my
you
hint?
Ask
this
for your hint.
This is idiotic. Go, well, ahead. This is, go ahead, John.
Is it Wilson Chandler?
No, it's not.
He's not even on the Nets. It's Keith. Oh, God.
Keith, would you like?
Kenneth Fareed.
Kenneth.
Who this
oh,
is. Terrible.
Yeah,
he got arrested at a, it was just a like a DUI checkpoint.
Right.
So they stopped his car. No, like no laws were broken. They stopped his car, said there's a smell of marijuana, searched the car, found a little bit of marijuana.
Right.
That is police state.
Right.
That's horrible.
It's terrible.
Anyway.
The poor guy. This is really all just to bring awareness to the ridiculousness of marijuana. I am not supporting the marijuana persecution and, industrial complex.
And more importantly, I got that one right.
Yes. Okay. Keith.
Manimal.
Would you like...
I,
to
I mean,
420
just for
or
the sake,
69.
Just for the sake of the game, 69.
Okay, let's do it.
Nice.
This is easy. 1969 was the first year Finals MVP was awarded. This player famously won the MVP, Finals MVP, on a losing team.
Jerry West.
That is correct.
All right. Now we're cooking.
Logo.
John, 420 or 69.
Blaze it.
All right. This isn't a, this player was not playing in the league, but there is a huge hint that should help you with this. In 2009, this marijuana named player influenced, their last name is marijuana influenced, spent a year in prison for being caught with 29 pounds of marijuana.
Oh, no.
He has a marijuana.
Was that Nate Newton?
Was not.
That's an NFL.
It's an NBA player with a marijuana influenced last name.
Was it Kent Blazemore?
That's good.
Where's my hint?
I think those are the hints. I think the hints
used
have been exhausted.
He used to play for the Bulls and the Lakers.
Bulls and the Lakers.
In the early
2000s. Marijuana. So his name sounds like a weed thing.
Yes.
This is going to make
was
me cry.
Was it Tokim Noah?
let me go with...
I do not
I
know...
I got th- nothing.
I don't know this one. The weed influence name is killing me.
Corey Blunt.
Corey Blunt.
Oh,
you just see Chuck's face, how proud he is. You
so,
just see how proud
so
Chuck
happy.
Is now.
So happy with
that
one.
That was a good guess. All right, I will go back to I'll go back to 69.
All right,
nice.
This player was traded from Detroit to the New York Knicks, and his name implies that he was not a fan of pubic hair.
I don't know.
He is
what
a top
that means,
50
his,
all-time player.
Oh, Allen Pedophile.
No.
No. Wait.
No.
He's keep going. What was the hint? He's a top 50.
He's a top 50 all-time player. Maybe somebody who is better than he really should be remembered as because he played in New York. And his
He went from the Knicks to the Pistons?
He went from the Pistons to the Knicks and then helped the Knicks win some championships. He was a key player.
Oh, I am not in the right headspace because this is 69.
Yes.
And
his name implies he doesn't like pubic hair.
Billy Joe Shaver.
No. John, would you like to steal?
I was also going to make a Shaver joke.
I'm lost on this
John,
one.
Would you like to steal?
Earl the Pearl.
No. The answer is Dave DeBuscher.
Oh, wow.
That is the worst.
I think that means he loves.
I don't
care.
It could be of. No, it's DeBuscher. He DeBushes.
I got it.
I'm stats
this
the one.
All right, John, you're up. Make this game end.
Would you like to 420 or 69, John?
Smoke them if you got them. I'm going to keep blazing.
These two players admitted to smoking weed in 2002 while playing for the Portland Trail Blazers.
Take your pick.
Reuben Patterson and Zach Randolph.
They were busted. Z-Bo never smoked weed. How dare you? We don't talk about marijuana.
That's a good point. He only sold it.
Yes.
In mass quantities.
According to the police report, player hesitantly admitted that marijuana had been smoked in the vehicle, but it had been all burned up and smoked. Famously referred to in a Chappelle skit on a Chappelle show.
I think
with O'Dweeds.
Am I stealing?
So those, Steel, Keith.
Those were incorrect.
Those were both incorrect.
They were both incorrect.
You can name one or both of the players for the win. But John missed both of them.
Quintel Woods.
Negative. One more try.
Oh, man.
You can do it.
Because Quintel Woods, when stopped by a police officer for a smell of marijuana in his car, he said, "I have it for medicinal reasons. I'm addicted."
I do love that. But this is 2002.
Who are the other? Brian Grant?
No, you missed it. It's Rashid Wallace and Damon Stoudemire.
Oh,
I was going too obscure. Mighty Mouse next.
Mm-hmm. I was going too obscure. So John struck out. Is the game over?
The game's over.
Okay.
But I am.
I want to know how many weed stories Chuck had. I was just going to keep going.
I've got 30. I got Vernon Maxwell. Who is this one? Lee Nalen. Him and LaDainian Tomlinson were arrested at
Cross
TCU.
Sports. Yeah.
Sam Mack.
I can keep this weed train rolling, guys.
Steve Nash.
Oh, can you?
Apparently, oh, yes. Steve Nash in a club asked somebody to hit a joint, and somebody was like, "I didn't know you smoke." And Steve Nash said, "I'm from Vancouver, bro." So that's a cool Steve Nash story.
That's pretty funny. So John, were you saying you got something? Is there a song involved?
There's a song involved. This game is called Who High AF Right Now.
I thought that was an Al Pacino.
I'm going to give you two players, and you tell me whose MVP odds are better or higher. Who has the higher odds of winning the MVP according to Vegas today?
Oh,
LeBron
current.
Is first at 9-2. So I'm going to give you two players, and you tell me who has the higher or better odds.
Okay.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, Chuck's up.
Anthony Davis or James Harden?
James Harden.
That's your first strike, Chuck. Three strikes and you're out. James Harden has 6-1 odds. Anthony Davis has 5-1 odds.
Wow.
Keith, are you ready?
I guess we're thinking you're not going to give it to Harden back to back. Also, he's got that post MVP bloat.
Yeah.
Because you know he got
also,
that.
Anthony Davis has no Boogie Cousins.
He got James Harden got that what of that massive financial payment from his shoe deal from winning MVP.
Really?
So he good.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm good. I did it. Anyway, happy. All right, I'm ready.
Damian Lillard or John Wall?
Ooh.
Wow. I'm going to say Damian Lillard.
That's correct. 60-1 to John Wall's 90-1.
Those are both light your money on fire.
Yes.
I would think technically John Wall has a better shot because he could maybe get to the first or second seed in the East.
Yeah.
There's that scenario. I don't see any scenario where Dame Lillard gets to that top of the record. Anyway. But maybe we threw out records a couple years ago. Russell Westbrook. It doesn't matter anymore.
It's true.
All right. One for me.
Russell Westbrook, you say. Chuck. Russell Westbrook or his former teammate, Kevin Durant?
Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook at 14-1 is not high AF as Kevin Durant at 12-1.
Yeah. Oh, that's much closer. I would have thought Kevin Durant was even higher. All right. I'm ready for mine.
That's two strikes for Chuck. Keith.
Hoo-ha!
Can you keep chopping wood? Carl Anthony Towns or Nikola Jokic?
Oh my God.
Oh, my heart.
I know.
Keith's eyes just, his pupils just dilated.
I scored 83 points in a 2K game with Nikola Jokic. I am not good at 2K. I'm not good at 2K at all. And one game I'm playing the Suns, and I'm like, I'm just going to cherry pick. and I just left Nikola Jokic on the other end of the court. I overthrew like 20 full court passes, you know, like out of bounds on turnovers. Still, 83 points, won by 40. Vivek Renadive, I am available for consulting. I know how
you
to
should have been throwing the passes with Jokic.
Yeah, anyway, 83 points, suck on it, Kobe. My guess is Jokic.
Jokic at 100-1.
That's low.
Does not have the 66-1 odds of the big cat. Inexplicably to me.
I think when it gets down to those kind of players, it's all about their Q rating. Like, who knows more about, you
that's
know,
fair. 100-1 though. I'd put a 20 down. I'd put $4.20 down on that.
Blaze it. All right, I'm up.
That's
Come on. One
strike for Keith, two strikes for Chuck. Chuck, are you ready?
I am. Also, I'm in a hurry, so I might just take a dive here.
DeMar DeRozan or the hurdy-gurdy man, Donovan Mitchell?
Wow. DeMar DeRozan.
DeMar DeRozan at 150-1 odds.
That's low.
What?
Is not as good as the hurdy-gurdy man's 100-1 odds.
Well, then.
Well, Chuck struck out there spectacularly.
I didn't take a dive, though.
But I think before Chuck goes, what's that sound?
Peter Dinklage.
Game of Scones. Like last time we did this, we tried to go up a step every time. Now with the phone, it's getting.
I just like singing. I'm in the moment.
I sing because I'm happy.
I'm happy.
I sing because I'm free. Anyway, Brandon Knight guys got traded. So now Marquise Chris along with him, now Michael Carter Williams and Brandon Knight are on the same team. They got traded for each other and a first round pick. They're all together now. They're both kind of bad, but I'm one of the last people on Brandon Knight Island. I still kind of believe in him.
Washboard abs.
Two. He like filled it up one year.
Like
he hit a bunch of threes. You know, he averaged a pretty good amount. It seemed like a good score.
Is this so the first much, Pistons year?
So much.
He had like 36 points.
He was pretty good on the Pistons, but then on the Bucks, he had a couple good seasons. Yeah. And then, you know, good enough season that the Suns traded this future first from the Lakers, which again ended up being Mikal Bridges, who is now back on their team. It's very, very confusing.
Weird.
It is an inception of trades kept happening. Anyway, Brandon Knight. That one season he got traded to the Suns, he averaged 17 points per game. He averaged 5 assists per game. He shot almost 40% on 5 three-point attempts per game. Not a lot of guys have done that. So your game of scones here. Who are players who have averaged 17 points per game, 5 assists per game, shot 5 or more threes per game, and hit over, non-round number alert, hit over 38% of them? Yes, this is a very arbitrary cutoff. But there are only, not counting Brandon Knight, 17 players have averaged 17-5 while shooting 38% or better on 5 three-point attempts per game. John, you have to go first.
17 points, 5 assists?
Yep. And then 38% on high volume of threes.
On a high volume of threes?
Yep.
Byron Scott's too old. I will say Byron Scott.
That's a crazy start and a no. A strike for John.
That's weird, John.
Byron Scott was the first awesome three-point shooter
You got Byron Scott in the brain. Chuck, who you got?
Did Dirk ever average more than 5 assists a game?
I'm taking your stupidly phrased question as a strike.
Okay.
Don't ever think this, guys.
To me, let's do teammate Devin Booker.
Wow.
No.
Ugh.
Are you guys purposely not picking the big ones?
Steph Curry.
Thank you, Chuck. 6 years in a row now. Steph Curry.
James Harden.
Is finally right. No, and John has struck out.
Yeah!
Jesus.
That was the worst performance ever. I'm going to give you... Chuck is the victory, but this is like you guys not running laps. Yeah. You guys are now doing suicides for me because that was embarrassing. So we're going to keep going and just see how this goes. Chuck, you're up.
LeBron James?
No.
Well,
no.
He's never taken five.
I'll be honest. I might edit this out of the episode.
You should probably just... Know.
John.
Dame Lillard.
Yes, correct.
Gilbert Arenas?
Gilbert Arenas, new.
James Harden has to be correct.
Click, click.
Click, click. What are you doing?
It's his pen.
Oh, I was like, are you?
He's doing this.
You sound like a bouncer at a bar with one of those manual clickers going through the people.
I am laying nude in bed with a Lincoln Financial Group zebra pen.
I love it.
All right, you guys only have two correct answers. Players with 17-5 who hit this
17-5
statistical achievement. I'm still standing by James Harden.
So James Harden does not shoot well enough.
Wow.
His last 3 years, 36.7, 34.7, 35.9.
Just I feel like this whole episode volume. Is built to this for you to further defame James Harden. And it's not even defaming him. This is just cold, hard facts.
Just cold, hard facts.
I thought James Harden was a much better three-point shooter than that.
He's tricked us. And especially now
he's
coming back with that offseason bloat. Got that John Wall bloat. But anyway, eyes on the prize. Chuck is up. Can you make a guess?
What about, did Steve Nash ever do it?
Yes.
No. Wait. Nope. No Steve Nash.
Wow.
Steve Nash
never shot enough.
Yeah, it's true.
Conley is correct. Incredibly. Wow. Mike Conley, he was so good 2 years ago, guys. Mike Conley is correct. We got Chuck for two more minutes. I'm making y'all guess the whole way.
Might as well.
What about Tim Hardaway?
Tim Hardaway, no.
No.
He probably shot 34%.
Let's do Chris Paul.
Chris Paul, no. There are numerous current players. There are numerous.
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant, yes. There are numerous current big three players as well.
Tracy McGrady.
Kevin Durant. Yes, Tracy McGrady is correct. Now they're just firing him out.
Just fire him out.
All right.
What are you doing, John?
Insanity?
Vince?
No.
Jason Kidd? No.
No.
He can never shoot.
No. Couldn't shoot.
Couldn't shoot.
Well, he could shoot. He could shoot at the end.
What about Deron Williams?
No. Now this is painful. All right. Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. Okay. And Mike Bibby.
Oh, man. I had my Buddha Abdul-Rauf question that we never got to. Do you guys want to hear it?
Of the big three. Yes, go ahead, John. Dinklish,
Peter, Dinklish, I was going to make Dinklish. You spell it, and then I was going to say, beat Colin Kaepernick to the kneel for the anthem punch as your hint.
Dana Barros, Chauncey Billups, difficult Aaron Brooks, our boy Tyreke Evans last year.
Aaron Brooks.
Kyrie Irving, Joe Johnson, Kyle Lowry did it three times. Mark Price, Jason Terry, and Kimball Walker. Hilariously, there's only five teams have had players do this more than once. And the Grizzlies are one of those five teams.
Amazing.
Because of Mike Conley's 1 year and then Tyreke Evans last year. Oh. So pretty amazing. Anyway, well, that was a quick Game of Scones episode for you. Chuck has to walk out the door. If you want to support our show, you can do that at patreon.com/fastbreakbreakfast. After you heard this, we will have just completed our fantasy football draft. We know you're supposed to avoid the NFL guys, but still, we're sports fans. Fantasy football is fun. John has created an IDP league with so many individual teams of players. It's going to be nuts.
It's a mostly defensive league.
Yeah, I love that. But anyway, so if you want to get involved with fantasy basketball and then the iShop League, which will be coming up, you have to join our Patreon at patreon.com/fastbreakbreakfast. And hint, that fantasy price might be going up by the time we finish refixing our Patreon page. So get in now. Get in now while the getting is good. For $4 a month, you can do that. And again, if you listen to 4 or 5 Fast Break Breakfast episodes a month, you kind of owe us a dollar. That's my newest hot take. My newest hot take is
there's even more good stuff you get.
Oh,
Each week during the off season.
Oh, that's
right. I give away a doggy bag to one lucky Patreon listener.
About the doggy bag, John.
This week's winner, Zach Sulkowski.
One of the Sulkowski brothers won. I hope his brother does not murder him for it.
I know.
Can't remember.
I am but the arbiter. I use a random number generator for this. I'm sorry.
It's like
I am sorry, Lana Sulkowski.
Moe's manual in season 2 of Deadwood. Shot his brother in cold blood for you Deadwood heads out there. I'm telling you, that's all I watch now. I am how many years old it is where I don't want to watch anything new. I just rewatch the same 5 things I like.
Deadwood is like rereading the Bible for some people. It's just cleansing.
It actually has fulfilled that role in my life.
You had to die, Steve.
I honestly like watching it with the subtitles on too. I now enjoy reading the dialogue as well. It's a second enjoyment feature. Anyway,
you finally learned that yes, indeed, they were calling them Celestials.
Right. What do you think they were saying?
I don't know anything at all.
You're like, what's that word? I don't know that word. Anyway, if you want to get entered to win, again, a free prize for every Patreon supporter, randomly selected among our Patreon supporters during the off season, only like 5 more of those to go. Again, all the goodies are at patreon.com/fastbreakbreakfast. If you want to follow us on Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook at fastbreakbreak. All right, you guys are the best. Thanks for listening, and remember, breakfast is the most important thing.
Yeah, never apologize for being GNG. Fast break, break, man. You understand?
This is Josh Lloyd from the Locked On Fantasy Basketball podcast. If you are looking at playing fantasy basketball this season, whether it's standard leagues or dynasty leagues, we have you covered, looking at all the players' projections all through this preseason period. And then as the season starts, we recap every day's action, tell you the best moves to make, the trades to look at, and which players to grab off the waiver wire, plus covering daily fantasy sports as well. That's the Locked On Fantasy Basketball podcast. Check it out now.